2nd of June. It's a beautiful Tuesday. Somewhere it's actually kind of cloudy downtown. Maybe you've got sunshine. I'm John Williams, and in this half hour, we wanted to talk a little bit about Don Manzullo's idea to save the automobile industry. Folks, the automobile industry needs to be saved. The automobile industry and its suppliers account for 13 million American jobs, 20% of all U.S. retail sales come through the automobile industry. Billions of dollars in state and local sales taxes. So that's a good thing. Don Manzullo's on the phone. Hey, Don, you got my ear. Good morning. How are you?
How are you this morning? I'm doing fine.
Good to talk to you.
Same here.
So your idea, though, is to give a $5,000 electronic voucher to people that want to buy new cars. Is that right?
That's correct. You go into your new car dealership, and you get, for example, if you want to buy a new Jeep Patriot, proudly made in the 60th Congressional District, instead of $20,000.
Coincidence. There's a car.
Coincidence. Instead of $20,000, you pay $15,000. That's less than $300 a week, but $300 a month for the next 5 years. But what it does, John, is it restarts manufacturing. It gets the supply chains going again. And we came up with some figures here. For every 1 million new cars sold in the United States, it translates to 60,000 jobs. 10,000 of those are in assembly plants. 50,000 jobs at suppliers, auto dealers, related businesses. $750 million in federal government tax revenue. $1.4 billion to state and local governments for sales tax. Plus, it saves the government $1.4 billion in unemployment and food stamps money.
Okay, so you listen, you don't need to sell $5,000 for a car or saving the car business on me. But are these American-made cars?
Yeah, any car.
Any car.
Right, because of WTO, in about 75% of the cars that are sold in America are made in the United States.
Okay.
Many are made overseas.
So we don't need to worry about the nameplate then. You can buy any new car.
Right, because remember that in the supply chain, you have, for example, if a car is imported, you have the guys working on the docks. You have the people working on the trains. I was talking to a representative from a major railroad industry, which is really suffering because of the lack of carrying automobiles. And when the train companies have a lack of revenue from carrying automobiles, that translates into jobs down the line that aren't even figured in what I gave you.
Not used cars, though, right?
Well, new cars are the ones that travel by rail.
Yeah, no, I'm just making sure I get through your plan. So,
right.
New cars, not used cars.
That's correct.
And the nameplate doesn't matter. It can be a Toyota, it can be a Volvo, it can be a Chevy, it can be a Ford.
Whatever you want. That's correct.
No.
It's what it does. It emphasizes restarting manufacturing, setting the fire of getting the economy going again at the feet of the consumer, as opposed to having the government get in there and running automobile companies. I mean, I hope they don't run GM like FEMA.
617 on WGN, that's Don Manzullo. Okay, do you like his idea or not? 312-591-7200. I've got some email to read to the congressman. I'll take your call as well. And Don Manzullo, the congressman from the Rockford area, is ready for your calls. 591-7200. Don, here's an example of the reaction your program's getting. An example, this is just one. I'm sure a lot of people like it, but here's somebody who doesn't. Dear John, no, no, no. I do not want to subsidize others' purchase of a vehicle. I personally would not take advantage of this program. And that's interesting. Say you're not in the market for a new car, but we're all going to end up subsidizing everybody else's cars. In fact, isn't this what got us in this trouble to begin with, Don?
No, because this is something that goes right to the feet of the fire. For example, we subsidize the purchase of everybody's home by giving an interest deduction on your mortgage note for your first two homes.
Yeah.
What this does is that it takes the money and applies 100% of it at the problem, which is restarting manufacturing, as opposed to simply giving the money to Timothy Geithner.
Well, you could do that,
and people in Washington just to throw it around.
What about doing that? What about just allowing a deduction on the new car interest, on the interest on the loan, like you do with a mortgage?
That's already the law now. That got stuffed in to the last stimulus bill. It amounts to about $300 over the lifetime
of the
loan.
Hold on, wait a minute. So if I say I Really? I can deduct the interest on my at the end of this year. I can do that?
Yes.
Hokey smokes! I didn't know that. What about if I didn't buy my car this year, but bought it a few years ago, but I'm still paying on it?
I'm not sure what it is, but the amount is so insignificant that it will not spur or stimulate a person to go out and buy an automobile.
Just stimulated me a little bit. Yeah. All right, Don's in McHenry. You're on WGN with Don Manzullo. Hey, Don. Good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. What about the argument that if I buy foreign, that money ultimately ends up in their bank account in a foreign country, even though I'm supporting the American workers that are fixing them?
Right.
The bottom line is, you know, that money that went to VW or Mercedes or whatever, it's going to end up in, you know, in Germany.
Sure.
Or
Sure, I understand your point. It's a good question, Don.
It's an excellent question, Don. The point is, in order to make this the voucher bill compliant with the WTO.
What's that stand for?
Well, the World Trade Organization.
Yeah.
You have to make the voucher available to any car that's purchased in the United States. And we also have to remember
that
you buy a VW that is made in Germany, that still means a tremendous amount of wealth that stays in the United States because of the dealerships, the sales tax, the people going back to work on the railroad cars that are hauling the vehicle, et cetera. Unfortunately, because of the nature of the law, you can't discriminate based upon the country of origin of the car. Plus, you have all kinds of problems. I mean, for example, the Toyota Sequoia has 88% U.S. content, and my Chrysler Patriot has 67% U.S. content.
Don, thanks for the call. This is Chuck in Arlington Heights. You're on WGN. Hi, Don.
Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. You're on the air.
Right. My question is, what's to prevent the manufacturers from kicking their prices up? And, you know, where is that helping the people besides creating the jobs? They're taking that $5,000 and they're buying some more airplanes for themselves.
Well, that's a good point, Chuck. The issue here is that we presume that the auto manufacturers want to sell more cars. And based upon that, based upon their present incentives, plus the fact you get an additional $5,000 to buy the car, that should restart the auto supply market. That's what we want to do, is get people back to work in the factories. And they may decide to have less incentives, but let's face it, the incentives they're offering now are not that very generous because people are not taking advantage of them.
So where is your bill, Don? How close is this to
going
forward?
Well, what it is we're discussing this with several Democrats who have been involved in the so-called cash for clunkers. And that bill, you know, even if that gets some traction, could only translate into about $500,000 cars sold each year. We're looking at a bill that could get up to almost $15 million in cars sold each – I'm sorry, 15 million cars sold each year. 3 years ago, we sold 16 million cars in the U.S., this year we'll sell 8 million.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to restart sales in order to get the chain supplies
it's
going.
It's not
again.
The means, Don, it's the it's not the goal, it's the method. It's the way that you want to get this accomplished that's I think going to give you trouble with other members of Congress.
Well, not actually, because what they see here is 100% of the money that will be used will go for the intended purpose.
So what do you think
the chance to restart manufacturing?
What do you think the chance of passage is, Don?
Well, I don't know, John. I just keep on harping away and keep on working at it. That's why we started the Manufacturing Caucus. It's a bipartisan group of members of Congress trying to educate other members of Congress as to the importance of manufacturing in their country.
Yeah.
We have to manufacture our way out of this recession, not spend our way out of it.
You know, I agree with that. I mean, absolutely. I think going to Target doesn't solve the problem. We got to start making stuff. Hey, Don, I hope it works. Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks
for the time.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
You bet. Take care. Don Manzullo, the congressman from Rockford.